farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agricultural growth contributes to less food imports. Stay with us to hear more and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Twyla Whelan. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Planning to install solar panels? Don't buy just any solar equipment. Get the best quality. Equipment should be certified by international certification companies such as UL or TUV. Visit UL.com or TUV.com to see trusted brands. Contact the Bureau of Standards Jamaica to ensure your solar equipment is approved for local use. Ask your supplier for proof your panels meet international requirements and ask about after-sales services, warranties, maintenance, and repairs. It's a major investment, so ensure you get the best. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Jamaica saved $6 million on its food import bill in October, even as the agriculture sector grew by nearly 20% in 2016. Principal Director in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Sean Baugh, says the positive performance of the sector is also ensuring that the nation's food security needs are met. He is also calling for greater value-added production in the sector through combining agriculture and fisheries to industries and commerce. This, he says, will lead to the necessary conditions to attract investors and stimulate growth. Mr. Baugh was speaking at the opening of the annual Hague Agricultural and Livestock Show at the Hague grounds in Falmouth, Trelawney, recently.
It is through the efforts of you, our farmers, our agro-processors, our private sector, our citizens, that we are now seeing this improvement in the sector. For 3 consecutive quarters, we've had positive growth in the agricultural sector.
Mr. Baugh adds that while the stakeholders have all right to celebrate the gains that have been achieved in the sector, there is still room for improvement, especially in the area of providing irrigated water for farmers.
Without water, farming cannot survive. And we're committed to ensuring that there is continued improvement in the area of irrigation. And to that effect, we should see by the end of next fiscal year several irrigation projects to come on stream that will provide added relief to our farmers.
Mr. Baugh says, with climate change having a direct impact on agriculture, the need for an effective and consistent supply of water to the sector is an important element for continued growth. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day.
Gruma, I swear for niam guaco, I swear for run, gruma got.
Translation: Grandma plans on eating guaco, while guaco plans to give grandma diarrhea. And this means, when one is planning to use another thing or person for a purpose, the same thing or person may have an alternate plan or ulterior motive.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone and help save the reefs we depend on. And that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
The Statistical Institute of Jamaica Statin is conducting a household expenditure survey and needs your help. Save your receipts for items such as groceries, bills, clothing, and more to help interviewers collect data on spending habits of Jamaicans. The data will be used to update the Consumer Price Index used to measure inflation in the economy. Your information will be kept confidential. Look out for interviewers coming to your community soon. For more information, call Statin at 630-1600 or visit statinja.gov.jm. That's it for today's program. I'm Twyla Whelan for producer and Dewey James Sawyers, with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.